USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses the nation the first time after an acquittal vote in the Senate on Wednesday.
We've been going through this now for over 3 years. It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops. It was leakers and liars. And this should never, ever happen to another president, ever. I don't know that other presidents would have been able to take it.
The president also showed off the latest Washington Post with the headline, Trump Acquitted. The man who admitted to stealing billions in a Ponzi scheme is now asking for early release. Bernie Madoff is asking a court to let him go because he's dying. In 2009, Madoff pled guilty to ripping off investors in his company, including wiping out the life savings of some Americans. A judge will make his ruling soon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Talking with reporters on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasts President Trump over his State of the Union address.
What happened instead was the president using the Congress of the United States as a backdrop for a reality show.
The speaker also says that the president's claim of inheriting a mess was wrong.
He was trying to discredit the triumph of the Obama administration on the economy.
Worth noting, since President Trump took office, 3.5 million working-age people have joined the workforce. Hollywood is remembering a legend who passed away on Wednesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A legend of Hollywood's golden age, Kirk Douglas, has passed away at the age of 103. After debuting on the big screen in 1946, some of his most famous films included Young Man with a Horn, Paths of Glory, and Spartacus. He's also the father of actor Michael Douglas.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The global death toll of the coronavirus outbreak is up to 565. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Two planes carrying hundreds of Americans from the epicenter of China's fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak arrived at California's Travis Air Base. The CDC's Dr. Henry Wok.
We welcomed them to the U.S. There was applause when they walked through the door. Frankly, it was a very emotional experience.
The returning Americans will be quarantined for 2 weeks, as will 3,700 passengers on a cruise ship off Japan. 10 passengers, including an American, tested positive for the coronavirus. They were removed from the ship.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus, just how close are we to a vaccine that will help treat people with coronavirus? Amish Alishash joins Fox News and says,
we are getting closer to what we would call a proof of concept, so a vaccine that can move quickly into clinical trials. But you have to remember that it's not just about making a candidate vaccine. It's also about scaling up production, doing safety and efficacy trials. So while we may see this going into humans in trials in the next couple of months, it's probably not going to be ready at a commercial scale for at least over a year. This is a long process.
Alishash specializes in infectious diseases. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.